You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Come and save her. Let her believe they get on her knees and pray her. Then pray her and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. When to turn right, but you turn all the way.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Hello, sweethearts. Oh, my name is Dr. Dawn, and I'm so glad we get to spend some time together for story time. I love it, and I love you. Love, love, love. Love never fails, and it's always a good time to walk in love, to love yourself, to love others, to love your family. No matter what the calendar says, it's a wonderful time for love. Llama, Llama, I Love You by Anna Dudney. Llama, Llama, I love you. Llama, Llama, Valentine's. Cupid's lace and heart design. Make a card for every friend. Some to give and some to send. Fancy glitter heart for Mama. Yummy chocolate heart for Llama. Candy cards and flowers too. Llama, Llama, I love you. Llama, Llama, I Love You by Anna Dudney. Oh, how precious. I love it. Oh, I love you like no otter. See the otter? See ya. That's our word for otter. I love you like no otter. Words by Rose Rosner and pictures by Sydney Hansen. Aw, I really like otters. I like how much fun they always seem to be having together. I also like that they're super efficient at everything they do. Like they're efficient swimmers and efficient hunters. And so they get all that out of the way so that they can build slides and swim and just have fun in life. So I'm a big fan of otters. I love you like no otter. We belong together. I know this is true. In our language, the word for a honeybee is wadjulish. Wadjulish. Oh, look. We belong together. This I know is true. You make me very happy. You stick to me like glue. I love you like no otter. You truly are the best. My special little squeak heart, a step above the rest. Squeak heart, that's cute. Squeak, squeak. We make the perfect pair together every day. Oh, I love lions too. Big cats. Isn't that beautiful? Positively amazing in every single way. You are so dear to me. Very sweet. And oh, so kind. Giving you hedgehogs is always on my mind. Hedgehogs. That's cute. They're hedgehogs. No bunny could compare. I miss you when apart. I love you very much. You're always in my heart. I love you like no otter. Isn't that sweet? Aw. That's by Rose Rossner, who wrote the words, and the pictures are by Sydney Hansen. Aw, sweet. Isn't that wonderful that love is one of the things that if you give it away, you get more? A lot of things, when you give them away, they're gone and you don't have them anymore. But when you give love, you gather love, right? It's almost impossible to give love away and never get any back. The Tale of Peter Rabbit. Aww. See Mama loving on that baby rabbit. Oh, there's two baby rabbits. And here's the other baby rabbits. The Tale of Peter Rabbit, a storyboard book. And it's based on the original by one of my all-time favorite authors, Beatrice Potter. Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail and Peter lived underneath the root of a very big fir tree. Their mother, Mrs. Rabbit, was going out. "Don't go into Mr. McGregor's garden," she said. But naughty Peter ran to Mr. McGregor's garden and squeezed under the gate. First he ate some lettuces and French beans. Then he ate some radishes. Mr. McGregor saw Peter. He chased him around the garden, calling, "Stop, thief!" Poor Peter ran into a gooseberry net and got caught by the large buttons on his jacket. Peter wriggled away, but he left his jacket behind. Then he hid in a watering can. Presently, Peter sneezed. Kershoo! Mr. McGregor was after him in no time. Poor Peter was lost. He saw a white cat with a twitching tail and crept past her. Suddenly, he heard the scratch, scratch noise of a hoe. There was Mr. McGregor, and beyond him was the gate. Peter ran as fast as he could and slipped under the gate and was safe at last. His mother put him to bed with a dose of chamomile tea, but his sisters had bread and milk and blackberries for supper. Tale of Peter Rabbit. Beatrice Potter wrote the words but also drew the pictures. She drew them on animals that she saw in her life. I love Beatrice Potter books. The illustrations, really, that's the best part. Well, Dolly Parton, one of our all-time favorite people, and practically my neighbor right down the mountain, really. A Coat of Many Colors. It's by Dolly Parton, wonderful Dolly Parton, and illustrated by Brooke Boynton Hughes. Dolly Parton, Coat of Many Colors. Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us and how my mama put the rags to use. Mama, there were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, sewing every piece with love. She made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore. And then she said, "I hope this coat will bring you good luck and happiness when I just couldn't wait to wear it. And Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my Mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors my Mama made for me. So, with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me and my coat of many colors my Mama made for me. No. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them of the love my Mama sewed in every stitch. I told him all the story my Mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor if they choose to be. Now, I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors my Mama made for me, just for me. Dolly Parton, coat of many colors. Love, love, love. Illustrated by Brooke Boynton Hughes. Dolly's Mama loved her so much, she made her a special coat. She took her time and her attention and her love and her care and gave Dolly Parton something to wear. And Dolly wrote a song about it. And now we have a book about it. That's love. And the wonderful thing here is that we saw Peter Rabbit's mother love him enough to tell him what to do and what not to do. Wisdom will take care of you. And even when he got in trouble, she made him some chamomile tea and took care of him. That's love, too. I love you like no otter. We saw all these ways that these precious animals and all of us love. And Llama Llama, I love you. We learned all about a special day dedicated to love, Valentine's Day, and how we share our love on that day and every day. I'm so happy every time I get to share my love with all of you. I love you, and you are so loved. And I'm looking forward to when we spend some time with story time together again. Hello, sweethearts. Oh, I'm so happy that we have a chance to have story time with Dr. Dawn today. How wonderful. Oh, we are going to celebrate a very special day. Every one of us has one, right? A birthday. You might get to wear a birthday crown like we do at our house, or a party hat. Maybe you even make party hats yourself. Maybe you have a cake, ice cream, or something special from your culture that lets everyone know that it's your birthday, or the birthdays of your brothers or sisters and mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas and friends and teachers and folks you love. Oh, a birthday is a very special day. Oh, we love this book at our house. We have used it so many times to celebrate birthdays. I'm happy to share it with you. Where is Baby's Birthday Cake? It's by Karen Katz. Today is Baby's birthday. Baby is looking for his birthday cake.
Oh.
Is it in this fancy box? No! These are my party hats. Oh, we have some party hats today, right? Some party hats. And you can always make your own out of colored paper, wrapping paper, construction paper, crayons, markers. You're so creative. Is it behind the chair? Is it behind the chair? No, these are the party balloons. Is it under Mama's bed? Hey, baby has on a party hat. Baby has on a party hat. Oh, no! But I found some colorful presents. In our tradition on your birthday, yes, you get gifts, but you also have a giveaway where you share gifts. So sometimes children clean out their closets and their toy boxes and give away the nice toys that they won't be using anymore since they're getting new toys. We have all kinds of special giveaway traditions. Is it in the refrigerator? It's a good place to think a cake might be. Oh, no! Look, it's ice cream. Yum, yum. Behind the wrapping paper. No, here are my party friends. If it's your birthday, people might celebrate with you. They might celebrate online. They might say happy birthday to you or give you a present. And if it's not your birthday, the wonderful thing about birthdays is none of us have one at the same time. So you get to say happy birthday to someone else or give them a gift or see them online or visit with them. It's wonderful. Birthdays are scattered throughout the whole year. So everyone has a chance to feel special and everyone has a chance to make other people feel special. That's love. Is baby's birthday cake in the living room? Happy birthday, baby! Happy birthday, baby! Happy birthday, baby! Oh, wonderful! Where is baby's birthday cake? By Karen Katz. Oh, how great! We have another book, Celebrating Birthdays, Muddy Paws, and The Birthday Party. Isn't he cute? A story about birthdays, balloons, and best friends. Aw, Deborah Chancellor and Simon Mendez. Muddy Paws and The Birthday Party. Aw. We have a dog and he loves to celebrate anything. Birthdays, Tuesday. He's just always down to celebrate. He loves to celebrate. Oh, and here's some muddy paws. You see the little paw prints? They're muddy. Muddy paws. I see a birthday cake. Muddy paws and the birthday party. Ben was just a smallish, normalish boy, but he was Muddy Paws' best friend. They went out for the best splishy, splashy, muddy walks together. And they made new friends together of all sizes, colors, and smells. They did everything together. But one sunny morning, Muddy Paws woke up to find everything had changed in his house. There were lots of new things. He sniffed around excitedly. What was happening? Where was Ben? He scampered off to find him. Woof, barked Muddy Paws, dropping his favorite ball at Ben's feet. Let's play. But Ben was playing with a strange shiny thing, and the strange shiny thing was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Ben's new game looked like fun. Muddy Paws pounced on the mountain of strange shiny things. Bang! Muddy Paws jumped away as fast as he could. He didn't like that game. But what was that delicious smell coming from the kitchen? Oh, see the balloon? It says happy birthday. Bang! When it pops. His tail began to wag. Sausages. Surely no one would mind if he tried a little one. But someone did mind. Bad dog, scolded Ben's mom, and shooed him outside. Muddy Paw's tail stopped wagging. Why didn't Ben want to play with him? Why was everything different today? Maybe Honey the cat would want to play. What? Barked Muddy Paws. Let's play. Honey turned up her nose. She had better things to do than to play with a puppy, like rolling on the grass in the sunshine. Then the gate squeaked open, and the front yard was filled with stamping feet, new smells, and loud voices. A crowd of children ran up the path into the house. Something interesting was certainly going on, but Muddy Paws was stuck in the yard with no one to play with. The flowers were boring. The grass was boring. Even the smells were boring. And Muddy Paws was getting hungry. He tried to find his bone, but it had disappeared. What was happening inside the house? Maybe he would just look through the window to see. Muddy Paws pushed his nose up against the glass. Ben and the other children were running around and laughing. They looked like they were having a great time. Muddy Paws wanted to join in more than anything in the whole world. Then Ben's mom walked into the room carrying something that was twinkling brightly. It was the biggest, most delicious-looking cake Muddy Paws had ever seen, and it was topped with little lights. Muddy Paws licked his lips and pressed his nose even harder against the window, and suddenly the door opened. It was Ben. "Mom says you can come in now," said Ben. But all at once, Muddy Paws didn't want to come inside. He didn't like the big, shiny things that went bang. He didn't like it when Ben's mom shouted at him, and he wasn't sure about all the new children in the house. "I know what to do," Ben said. Ben threw Muddy Paws' ball high into the sky. "Catch, Muddy Paws," he cried. All at once, Muddy Paws forgot about the big shiny things. He forgot about the new children. He even forgot about Ben's mom shouting. Ben wanted to play with him. Muddy Paws jumped and barked for joy. He ran as fast as he could to fetch his ball and brought it back to Ben. Ben scooped Muddy Paws into his arms and gave him a big hug. "I'm sorry, Muddy Paws," he whispered. "You didn't know it was my birthday. But you do know you're my best friend, don't you? And best friends do everything together, especially sharing birthday treats." "Woof!" barked Muddy Paws. "Sausages!" "Oh, how great!" Muddy Paws and the Birthday Party by Deborah Chancellor and Simon Mendez. What a special day. But you know what? The great thing about every day is that every day is a good day. Even if it's not your birthday, it might be someone's birthday that you love or that you know. It might be the birthday of someone from history or someone famous. We can honor that. But even if there's not a birthday that day, you can still have a magical day. Why? Because you were born. And that's something to celebrate every day. One Magical Day by Claire Friedman. Illustrated by Tina McNaught. How pretty. One Magical Day. I really like foxes. That's another favorite of mine.
Wow.
Night shadows fade to a pale golden dawn. It's a magical day. Wake up, little fawn. Mother duck wakens her brood with a kiss. This beautiful morning is too good to miss. I really like ducks too. Ducks are good. Up in the poppy field, frisky lambs play, skipping with joy on this new summer day. Small piglets scamper and skip in the sun. Rolling in mud is such squelchy fun. Warm breezes drift down the flower-filled lanes where fluffy-tailed puppies run around playing games. Into the stable, the warm sunlight streams, bathing the foal with its soft golden beams. Some drowsy kittens pat home to their mother. Washed one by one, they curl up with each other. Happy and free, the wild swallow weaves, then swoops to her nest, built high in the eaves. Little calves rest in the shade of the trees where butterflies dance on the fresh, gentle breeze. Donkey nods off in the last patch of sun. Softly the light fades, the day's almost done. Blinking in wonder, two shy fox cubs peep as deep in the meadow the long shadows creep. Stars shine like diamonds, the full moon gleams bright. Gently owl hoots, it's a magical night. We started off with a magical day, and now we have a magical night. One magical day. Claire Friedman, illustrated by Tina McNaughton. So, if it's your birthday, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday! We celebrate birthdays all month long and again on our half birthday, 6 months after our birthday. And that way, we're always celebrating and being thankful and grateful for this person in our lives. And if it's not your birthday yet, it will be. So happy upcoming birthday. Happy birthday. And many, many, many more.
Come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back. What's the world for?
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast, click on Play or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come. Another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback. Providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions. Like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds. Can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back once the war forgets.
Hello, sweetheart. I'm Dr. Dawn, and I'm so happy we get to spend some time together for story time. Oh, let's talk about the weather. Weather happens every day, every place. What's the weather like today where you are? Well, we have some great stories that help us celebrate weather of all kinds. The Snowy Day by Ezra Jack Keats. Do you like the snow? Do you like to play in the snow? Do you like to bundle up and ice skate or sled or ski or do winter sports and activities? Snow angels and snowmen? The Snowy Day. Ezra Jack Keats. One winter morning, Peter woke up and looked out the window. Snow had fallen during the night. It covered everything as far as he could see. After breakfast, he put on his snowsuit and ran outside. The snow was piled up very high along the street to make a path for walking. Crunch, crunch, crunch. His feet sank into the snow. He walked with his toes pointing out like this, and he walked with his toes pointing in like that. Then he dragged his feet slowly to make tracks, and he found something sticking out of the snow that made a new track. Was a stick that was just right for smacking a snow-covered tree. Down fell the snow, plop, on top of Peter's head. He thought it would be fun to join the big boys in their snowball fight, but he knew he wasn't old enough, not yet. So he made a smiling snowman, and he made angels. He pretended he was a mountain climber. He climbed up a great, big, tall, heaping mountain of snow and slid all the way down. He picked up a handful of snow and another and still another, and he packed it round and firm and put the snowball in his pocket for tomorrow. Then he went into his warm house. He told his mother all about his adventures while she took off his wet socks. And he thought, and he thought, and he thought about them. Before he got into bed, he looked into his pocket. His pocket was empty. The snowball wasn't there. He felt very sad. What happened to the snowball, do you know? He had an ice-cold snowball, and he put it in his pocket, and he went in a warm house. It melted. While he slept, he dreamed that the sun had melted all the snow away. But when he woke up, his dream was gone. The snow was still everywhere. New snow was falling. After breakfast, he called to his friend from across the hall, and they went out together into the deep, deep snow. What a beautiful book about a snowy day. I really like Peter's bright red snowsuit in all the snow. Ezra Jack Keats, the snowy day. Well, there's sunshine, there's windy days, there's cloudy days, snowy days, rainy days, there's hail and sleet, there's ice, there's rainbows. There's all kinds of days, aren't there? The rainy day puddle is about a rainy day. It's a very rainy day by Ai Nakabayashi. The rainy day puddle. Yippee, a puddle! And it's just the right size for me. Hi, says tortoise. Nice puddle. Sure is, says little frog. It keeps on raining and the puddle gets bigger. Howdy, cries crocodile. He jumps in too. See the frog? See the turtle? See the crocodile? They're all in the rainy day puddle together. Great day for a swim, says Hippo. He joins the others with a giant splash. Wow. It's a good thing the rain has made the puddle so big, because here comes Elephant! Hooray for rainy day puddles! Oh, says Elephant. The rain's stopped. The sun starts to shrink the puddle. So, Elephant leaves. When the sun makes the puddle even smaller, Hippo goes too. Then it's Crocodile's turn. So long, he says, a little sadly. Soon the puddle is so small that Tortoise has to say goodbye. Hope I see you on the next rainy day, calls Little Frog. The rainy day puddle. That's cute. Well, it's not exactly weather, but it is something that happens every day. There's nighttime, there's daytime, there's nighttime, there's daytime. Good night, little one. By Margaret Wise Brown. Author of Good Night Moon, illustrated by Rebecca Allen. Good night, little one. Little donkey on the hill, standing there so very still, making faces at the sky. Look, making faces at the skies. Little donkey, close your eyes. Little monkey in the tree, sitting, swinging there so merrily, throwing coconuts at the skies. Little monkey, close your eyes. Silly sheep that slowly crop. Night has come and you must stop chewing grass beneath the skies. Silly sheep, now close your eyes. Little pig that squeals about, make no noises with your snout. No more squealing to the skies. Little pig, now close your eyes. Wild young birds that sweetly sing, curve your heads beneath your wing. Dark night covers all the skies. Wild young birds, now close your eyes. Old black cat down in the barn, keeping five small kittens warm. Let the wind blow in the skies. Dear old black cat, close your eyes. Little child all tucked in bed, looking such a sleepy head. Stars are quiet in the skies. Little child, now close your eyes. Good night, little one. Oh, there's sunshine and there's darkness. There's clouds and there's rain and there's snow and there's sun. And there's all kinds of fun for everyone, right? Oh, weather can be delightful. We found that in our stories today. What's the weather like where you are? What's your favorite kind of weather? What weather do you like to draw or paint or build? What's your favorite season? Seasons are parts of the year. The winter, the spring, the summer, the fall. Fall is my favorite season, and I think winter's probably my second favorite now. What do you like about the weather in each of those seasons? Do you like rain, sunshine, snow, rainbows, hail, fog? What do you like about daytime? What do you like about nighttime? All of the weather and the seasons and the times are all part of our lives, and each one makes a really good story. We've had some beautiful books today. Ezra Jack Keats' A Snowy Day. We've had The Rainy Day Puddle and Good Night, Little One. But most of all, we've had, whatever the weather, some time together. You are so loved. Hello, sweethearts. Oh, hi. My name is Dr. Dawn, and I'm so glad we're together today for story time. I really enjoy reading with you. You are so special to me, so precious to everyone who knows you. We're going to talk about new things. Yeah, new things. I mean, learning new things is a part of life for everyone. And we have some special new things to learn about today. The first one is, what is my song? Dennis Lynn, Sheila Fabrikant Lynn, and Matthew Lynn. When did I begin to be me? Was it on the day that I came out of my mama's tummy? Was it on the day that I first went into her tummy and began to grow there? My name is Deo. I live in East Africa. My people believe that I began to be me even before I was born. I began to be me even before I began to grow inside my mama. I began to be me the first time the idea of me came into my mama's heart. When this happened, my mama went away by herself to sit under a tree. She listened in her heart and she heard the special song of me. Once she heard my song, she went back to the village and taught it to my papa, and they sang it together, inviting me to come to them. As I began to grow inside her tummy, my mama often sings my song to me. In the morning, she sings my song to me as she washes clothes in the river and lays them on the rocks to dry in the warm sun. In the afternoon, she sings my song to me as she sifts millet. In the evening, she sings my song to me with my papa as they watch the stars grow bright in the sky. I feel so happy when at last she sings herself and me to sleep with my song. When it is almost time for me to be born, my mama teaches my song to the other women of our village. When I come out, the first thing I hear is the other women gathered around my mama singing my song to me. All the people of my village learn my song. Whenever I fall or hurt myself, they sing it to me. One night, the wind blows a spark from our cooking fire onto the roof of our grass-thatched hut. I rush in to save my brother, my baby brother. I carry him out, and all the people sing my song to me. When my little sister falls into the river, I save her from drowning, and they sing my song to me. My song is about protecting people and keeping them from harm. One day, Matani, another boy in our village, takes my fishing net and tears it. I am very angry. Instead of telling him how angry I am, I throw a stone at him. Oh, I have forgotten that I'm a protector. I do not know who I am anymore. I cannot remember my song.
Everyone in the village stops what they are doing. All the men stop working in the fields, and all the women stop pounding grain, and all the children stop playing their games. In the middle of the village, everyone makes a big circle around me. All together, they sing their songs, my song, to me. They know who I am. Slowly, gradually, the song fills my heart, and I remember, too, I am a protector. I go to Mitanni's hut and say, I am sorry. If you do not get better, I will lead you around the village and through the forest. I will fish for you. I will plant grain for you. I will protect you from danger. I sing Mitanni's song to him, and gradually his eyes get better and he can see again. So can I. I can see myself. I remember who I really am. I can hear my own song again. I am a protector. The most important thing is that my song never leaves me, even if I forget it for a while. One afternoon, I go out alone in the fishing boat. Suddenly, the sky grows dark and stormy, and the wind blows me out farther and farther away from land. The water is very rough, and I cannot steer the boat over the big waves. I am so frightened, I don't know what to do. The other children are watching me from the shore. They begin to sing louder and louder. They are singing my song. I feel strong again. I can steer the boat against the wind, back to where the other children are standing. I am safe. When I become a man, the other men will sing my song to welcome me as one of them. When I get married, all the people of my village will sing my song at my wedding. And when I leave this world and go back to God, they will gather around my deathbed and sing my song to me for the last time. Who are you? Put your hand on your heart. Can you feel your heart beating? Take deep breaths and listen deep inside your heart. Can you hear your song? What is my song? Dennis Lynn, Sheila Fabricant Lynn, Matthew Lynn. What is your song? What are you good at? What do you like to do? What is it that you do that when you do it, it makes other people feel better? What makes you feel better when you do it? Who are you? What is your song? You are wonderful, and you are so loved. Oh, something else new. Just one moment. Sometimes we have to go places or do things that are a little bit different and maybe even unexpected. But it helps if we know where we're going and why. Look out, kindergarten. Here I come. Oh, wow. If you're in preschool, then you're headed toward pre-K. And if you're headed in pre-K, then you're headed toward kindergarten. Kindergarten is very exciting. Nancy Carlson wrote this book. Look out, kindergarten, here I come. Something real new, right? Something really new. Wake up, dear, said Henry's mom. It's the first day of kindergarten. Oh boy, let's go, said Henry. He had been getting ready for this day all year. Not so fast, said his mom. First you need to wash up and get dressed. So Henry brushed his teeth the way his dentist had shown him and washed behind his ears. Then he buttoned his shirt and snapped his jeans and almost tied his shoes. Okay, I'm all ready for kindergarten, said Henry. Not so fast, said his mom. First, you need a good breakfast. So Henry ate 3 pancakes and a bowl of fruit and drank a big glass of milk. Now I'm ready to go, said Henry. Not so fast, said his mom. You still need to pack up your supplies. So Henry packed pencils and scissors and crayons and paper, glue and apple. photo of his mom and dad in case he got lonely. And now I'm ready, said Henry. What do you think we'll do first? Asked Henry. Do you think we'll paint? Sure you will, said his mom, just like at home. Good, said Henry. What else will we do? You'll probably learn your ABCs, said his mom. Hey, I already know the letters in my name, said Henry. What will we do after that? You'll sing songs and play games. And you might practice counting, said his mom. 1, 2, 3 flowers, said Henry. I can count to 10 because we practice counting with buttons. What comes next? You'll make fun things in arts and crafts, and you'll read stories. But I can't read, said Henry. That's okay, said his mom. You'll start by listening. Reading comes later. Here we are, said Henry's mom. It's so big, said Henry. What if I get lost? Remember, we found your room and your cubby at kindergarten roundup, said his mom. But you could always ask a teacher for help. When Henry got to his room and saw lots of new faces, he said, I want to go home. Why don't you come in and look around, said his teacher, Miss Bradley. So Henry looked around. He saw the art corner. He saw letters and numbers that he knew. He saw a bookcase full of books, and he met a new friend to play with. Well, what do you think? Asked Henry's mom. I think I might stay for a while, Mom, said Henry. Because kindergarten is going to be fun. It can be fun if you're homeschooled, or if you go to private school, or public school, or if you go to online school, or a private online school. There's all kinds of ways to have a fun kindergarten experience. Look out, kindergarten. Here I come, by Nancy Carlson. One more new thing, a new place to go. The night before the dentist. Let's see, that's all about, oh, wow, going to the dentist. Natasha Wings, The Night Before the Dentist. Art by Amy Womer. 'Twas the night before my visit to go check my teeth. I really like my dentist. His name is Dr. Keith. I've lost 4 of them already and 2 big ones have come in. Now another's getting loose and soon the wiggling will begin. I brushed and I brushed a long time that night. I wanted to be sure my smile was super bright. That night I nestled all snug in my bed while visions of toothbrushes danced in my head. All right. For 10 the next morning, it was time to go. Buckle up, Mom said as she strapped in Jojo. The nice guy at the desk checked us right in. My sister giggled and flashed a big toothless grin. Now that your forms are filled in and complete, go around the corner and please take a seat. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a brand new playroom with lots of toys and new gear? The games, how cool, the toys, how fun. My sister and I shared our favorite one. Miss Sunise called my name and greeted us with a smile. The dentist will be ready in just a short while. Dr. Keith waved me over to come sit in the chair. Then he set out his tools on the counter with care. He let me shoot water from his metal squirt gun, and I hit the target bullseye. It's the best I've ever done. Then he put on his gloves and paper face mask. Which flavor of polish do you want? He asked. The flavors are bubblegum and cherry and mint and berry. I sampled them all from bubblegum to berry, and I picked out one that tasted like cherry. He handed me some goggles to protect my eyes, then tilted back my chair. It was the perfect kid size. I opened my mouth wide while Dr. Keith took a peek, and he counted my teeth as he stretched out my cheek. My dentist nodded and said, "Your teeth look really good. Stop eating, or try eating less candy and keep flossing like you should." I'll use the polisher now. You've seen one of these. He showed me its soft tip that put me at ease. He turned on the polisher. Okay, here it comes. I tried not to laugh because it tickled my gums. He put a straw in my mouth that sucked up my spit. "How much longer," I asked, "do I have to sit?" "All done," said Dr. Keith, and it didn't even hurt. He gave me a sticker that I stuck on my shirt. Oh, then off I went to get an x-ray. No cavities at all. Hip, hip, hooray. Miss Sonice gave me a bag with a tube of toothpaste, a brand new toothbrush, and floss with mint taste. I got to pick out a prize from the giant toy chest. Cool. Chattering teeth. My dentist is the best. Oh, look. Jojo's first tooth. It's starting to show. Soon it will be her turn to go. Oh, thank you so much for reading with me today. We have really had some terrific books. We've learned a lot today, and we've spent time together reading, and that is the most important thing. I love reading with you.
In the lush, vibrant islands of Hawaii, there was a young, adventurous girl named Leilani. She loved the ocean, spending her days swimming in its azure depths and exploring its mysteries. One day, while swimming further from shore than ever before, Leilani was caught in a strong current, pulling her out into the sea. Just when her strength was leaving, a gentle honu, a Hawaiian green sea turtle, appeared beside her. The honu was ancient and wise, with a shell weathered by time and a gaze filled with understanding. Sensing her danger, the honu offered Leilani its back, guiding her through the swirling waters. Throughout the journey, Leilani and the honu communicated in a way beyond words, a bond forming between them, one of mutual respect and understanding. Leilani learned the importance of caring for nature, realizing that every creature is part of God's creation. Upon reaching the shore, Leilani thanked the honu, promising to always protect the sea and all in it. From that day on, Leilani became a friend of the sea, teaching others the importance of living in harmony with water. Such a friendship, such a great friendship. The honu, forever a part of Leilani's life, would occasionally appear near the shore to remind everyone of the adventure and the eternal bond between the turtle and his friend. Across the miles, over the ocean, over the land and the seas, their friendship lasted and always will.
Oh, thank you so much for reading with me today. We have really had some terrific books. We've learned a lot today, and we've spent time together reading, and that is the most important thing. I love reading with you. Thank you for having story time with me. I'm Dr. Dawn, and I can't wait until we have story time together again.
Savor, better believe they get on their knees, they pray hard, ain't never look bad, what's the world forgave you?
Silent days, kiss, 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 k Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard. Ain't never look bad. What's the world for
you? You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.